Harris and His Organic Farm. Once upon a time, at the foot of Mount Forever Rest, was a village called Makuna, inhabited by an ancient tribe of dwarves. And at the top of the mountain lived a jolly old man named Harris, who owned an organic farm. Harris was hard working. That's not Harris. I said he was hardworking, not lazy. There, that's Harris, a jolly and fun dwarf who loves his farm. The farms of Makuna provide fresh and lush fruits and vegetables to the entire village. His fruits and vegetables were always fresh, and Harris would always sell them to the people of the village at a low cost.
These vegetables are so fresh. There is magic in his fruits and vegetables.
Yes, and he is very kind, too. He never tries to cheat people and make profits, unlike his neighbor Jonas, who was selling his veggies for 3 times the price.
Oh, yes, I forgot about Jonas. As kind as Harris is, Jonas is the complete opposite, a miser and greedy man. Jonas used to be the only organic farmer in the village of Makuna, and he took full advantage of that. The villagers had no choice until Harris opened up shop. Everyone stopped buying from Jonas and went to Harris.
How much are the apples for? 2 apples for 4 silver coins. Are you kidding? Come on, Rico, let's go to Harris. His fruits are better. If things continue like this, I will have to start looking for a new profession. I wonder how the fruits and vegetables from Harris's farm are always so fresh and grow so quickly. Oh, Brother Jonas, no one buys your product. They are rotting, lying around like this. Why don't you donate some to this poor soul? I have not eaten anything for 2 days.
Shoo! Go away! I'm not here to do charity.
Unlike Jonas, Harris would often donate free harvest from his farm to the poor passing by his hut.
Here, Ronnie. Take some extra vegetables so that you can feed your family. If you need more, feel free to come down.
You are indeed an angel in disguise. May God bless you.
But, unknown to the villagers, the secret behind the quality of fruits and vegetables in Harris's farm were his 3 helpers, Tom, Brock, and Zook. The dew from the mountain, along with their special secret fertilizers, resulted in the harvest always being fresh. But that was not enough. Under the moonlight, they would sing and dance on the farm so that the saplings grew quickly.
Old Man Harris had a farm, yi-yi-yi-yi-oh. We sing and dance and saplings grow, yi-yi-yi-yi-oh.
One day, Harris got the good news that his married daughter, who lived far away, had given birth to a baby girl. Overjoyed at hearing the news of becoming a grandfather, Harris decided to visit his daughter for some time. He requested the villagers to take good care of his farm and to pick the vegetables and fruits whenever they needed.
Give our regards to your daughter!
As the villagers were bidding goodbye to Harris, Jonas was present among them, plotting to destroy Harris's farm.
Now that he's gone, this is a good opportunity for me to destroy his farm. The villagers will have no choice but to buy from me. I just need to figure out how to make that happen.
The villagers started eating fresh fruits and vegetables from Harris's farm. They never fell ill. Everybody was happy, except for Jonas.
The people still don't buy my fruits, even though these fruits are from Harris's farm. I have to do something tonight.
Jonas went to the fortune teller to find a solution.
Hello, Jonas. You seek the answers to your deep trouble.
Yes, I want to destroy my neighbor's farm. He's bad for business.
Then you must go to the only other person whose business he has affected.
Who is that? Oh, please tell me.
His name is Dr. Stranger. Dr. Even Stranger. He will have the perfect herbs to fulfill what it is you are looking for. And with that, it will soon rain fruits and vegetables for you.
Oh, thank you.
Jonas went to meet the doctor and to come up with an evil plan.
Hey, what's up, Doc?
I don't believe this. We're patient at last. Tell me, Jonas, what ailment brings you here?
I am here for something better.
And what is that?
A way to bring in more business for both of us.
Ah! What do you have in mind?
We take some of your magical herbs, and at night, once Harris's little minions go to sleep, we spread those herbs all over the fields and destroy his crops!
Later that night, when the whole village was asleep, Jonas sneaked into Harris's farm and spread out the magical herbs all over the field.
Now the villagers will have no choice but to buy vegetables from me!
Next morning, when the villagers came to collect vegetables and fruits, instead of the organic farm, they found a barren field.
What happened to all the crops?
They've been destroyed!
Oh, what do we do now? How do we feed our families?
Left with no choice, the villagers had to buy their supplies from Jonas at 3 times the price. After Harris returned from his daughter's place, he was heartbroken to see a barren, infertile land in place of his organic farm.
We added fertilizer every day. We watered the field regularly.
And also sang songs.
And yet nothing worked! What do we do?
Don't worry. I have something. I got some magical fertilizer from my daughter's farm. It is said to bring withered crops back to life and also multiplies their growth.
Perfect!
And so, Tom, Brock, and Zook spread the fertilizer all through the field and watered it.
That should do the trick.
Just as they finished watering the newly fertilized soil, the magic fertilizer mixed with the magical herbs in the ground, resulting in the earth trembling and shaking vigorously.
Oh no! An earthquake! Run for your life!
Ah! Run! Run!
No, no, wait! Don't go!
The villagers started running towards their huts. Amid the chaos and panic, a growling sound emitted from the mountain, and the villagers stared in disbelief as fruits and vegetables started erupting from the mountaintop.
It's raining fruits and vegetables!
Wow! Looks like the fortune teller was right!
Yeah! Let's collect them!
Suddenly, the villagers weren't scared anymore. They became engrossed, collecting the fruits and vegetables falling from the sky.
This tastes fresh, exactly like that of Harris's farm.
This is a miracle!
Jonas also came running, and like the rest of the villagers, and started collecting the fruits and vegetables.
This will compensate for my losses! Let me take a bite and see what is so special about them.
But fate had something else in store for Jonas. As he took a bite,
It turned into sand.
Huh? What just happened?
Jonas picked up another fruit to take a bite from it.
Give me that. It's of no use. It'll just turn to sand.
And so Ronnie took a bite of the apple, and it was completely fine.
Seems good enough to me. What? Why does it turn to sand when I eat it?
Just then, Ronnie magically transformed into the fortune teller.
What? Who are you?
I am the angel of good fortune, Felicity. And when I met you earlier, you told me how you wanted to destroy your neighbor's farm. I wanted you to learn that if you wish bad for someone, bad will happen to you too. So you should always be kind and do good things for others. And good will happen to you in return. Jonas was incredibly ashamed of his behavior and wanted to apologize for his mistakes. He went up to Harris, who was at his farm immediately.
Harris, I have been a terrible neighbor and an awful friend. It was me who had poisoned your farm earlier. I have come to ask for your forgiveness and see if you would like to grow crops and sell the fruits and vegetables together.
It's okay, my friend. I forgive you.
Oh, you are indeed a kind man. I misunderstood you.
Let's go and get started on our fields, shall we?
And so, Jonas and Harris now had double the amount of land to grow their crops on. And together, along with Tom, Brock, and Zook, they sang and danced and sold their harvest to the people of the village.
Old Man Harris has a farm, yi-yi-yi-yi-o. We sing and dance and saplings grow, yi-yi-yi-yi-o.